So our parsha is Toldos, and in parsha's Toldos we encounter Esav and Yaakov. It's interesting that Esav's big schus is kibud av v'ein. The Gemara, the Medrash tells us that Yaakov lost 10 years of his life over kibud av v'ein. We will learn in next week's parsha that Yosef is stono shel Esav. Yosef is the nemesis of Esav. He's the one that could take on Esav. So if Esav's great schus in our parsha is kibud av v'ein, that's why the Torah takes Yosef, perhaps, that's why the Torah takes Yosef to the finest point on Kibud Av V'Ein. Even though technically Yosef was tremendous in Kibud Av V'Ein, he takes out all his chariots to greet his father, he does great things in Kibud Av V'Ein. But still, he hears them say, Avdecha Avinu, he hears them call his father a servant, and he's silent. And maybe on his level, that was a tremendous Aveira. Because, specifically, Yosef is stono shel Esav. Yosef is the one that's supposed to take on Esav. It is Yoshua, Yosef's descendant, who takes on Amalek specifically. It is Esther and Mordechai, descendants of the family of Yosef, of Binyamin, who take on Haman specifically. It is specifically Shaul, who is supposed to be Mashiach ben Yosef, to take on Amalek. It is the strength of Yosef that takes on Esav. And so if at this point, this mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Ein, Yosef has even the slightest blemish, maybe that's why the Torah is so careful with Yosef.